Hi, this is Wendy Powell, your livestock production agent with the Wildcat Extension District. What's the price of hay right now? With high input prices this season, it's a real rodeo. Between high fuel, fertilizer, and herbicide prices, it seems that harvesters are going to have to really know the value of driving equipment. To help producers figure the cost of making hay, Kansas State University and Oklahoma State University's Ag Economics Department have a number of tools available. The OSU annual hay forage budget can tally the expenses and returns per ton and per bale, giving you a break-even estimate. The K-State machinery cost calculator can break down the pricing for any enterprise, including hay harvest. These tools are free to use and available online. These calculators use operating costs, seed, fertilizer, crop insurance, labor, fuel, maintenance costs to calculate expense totals. The tools don't leave out the fixed costs either: land rental, property taxes, depreciation, or interest rates. Another tool is the Kansas Hay Report. This is a collection of data showing how much has been paid for various types of hay. The reports are made available weekly by the USDA Ag Marketing Service. There are categories for forage types: alfalfa, bluestem hays, Bermuda, fescue, brome. These categories are further broken into sections of bale type and size, and further noted in quality. The quality of the bales is based on crude protein. A premium grass hay will have a crude protein percent above 13. Good quality grass hay indicates a crude protein of 9 to 13%. Of course, we know that energy value of hay is also important, and that's one of the hay market's shortcomings. Another factor that gets overlooked is bale weight. The weekly hay reports are given in price per ton, but many folks don't have baler scales to know the exact weight of their bales. A bale that measures 5x4 might weigh anywhere from 900 pounds to 1500. Density matters when figuring the waste at storage and feeding, and of course, the amount of hay that's actually available to feed an animal. When a bale is tightly wrapped, rain and snow are shed more easily, and less storage waste occurs. In a perfect world, hay harvesters would be able to know the exact cost of an operation, the weight of each bale made, and the exact quality of that bale. But equipment is used for numerous enterprises with no solid line to draw between hay harvesting and other activities. Not every hay baler has scales to weigh the amount of forage in the net wrap. Quality testing is a cumbersome pursuit and must be done precisely. Also, in the perfect world, purchasers of hay are willing to pay harvesters the price that covers expenses, including the labor of gathering off the field and transporting the preserved forage to a convenient location. For more information, give me a call at the Labette County Extension Office, 620-784-5337.